Hello, everyone, and thanks for watching Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Miranda Mason, and this is Bob Soucy, and we are back on the game field after the first preseason game of the 2016 season. It was a 34-22 win, and Bob, Jimmy Garoppolo led the team out of the tunnel, but it was Jamie Collins that put the first points on the board. What'd you see?
Jamie Collins looked good. He looked very quick as usual, and he looked bigger tonight. Certainly his physical presence was one of the first things you noticed about him, and that athleticism making the interception off a deflection pass. Chung coming up to hit the receiver 43 yards in the other direction, and then the way he moved with the rest of the defense throughout his reps on the night. Three tackles and all, but I thought really a strong performance by Collins and the rest of that front seven in particular. This defense, we came into the training camp expecting it to be very good, and I think tonight we saw signs of why it can be just that this season.
We can't mention the defense without mentioning Trey Flowers, a strip sack. He's a guy that, you know, had some trouble with injuries last season. Did you see him break through today?
You know, he's come on in training camp. And remember last year in the Green Bay game in the preseason opener, he put a lot of pressure on Aaron Rodgers, including a sack, but then he got hurt and appeared in only one game for the team during the course of the season. Bill Belichick made a good point just a short time ago that Flowers had surgery relatively early compared to some other guys who eventually wound up in injured reserve. So that gave him the chance to go through the conditioning program with the team, do a lot of offseason work with the team. And his jump start on 2016 has really put him in good position. But you're right, he was pressuring the quarterback throughout the night. He's shown up on special teams. And then the athleticism in his role as a pass rusher, getting the sack on McCown, scooping up the football, started to stumble, runs it in for the score.
And Bob, on the other side of the ball, Tom Brady was not in the building tonight, so it was all Jimmy Garoppolo the first half. We watched him struggle a little bit in camp to find a rhythm, to work on his timing. It seemed to be better today, but they did rely on the run game. What did you see from Jimmy Garoppolo?
You know, I think as the night went along, there was certainly an appearance that he got more comfortable. Mm-hmm. He took a sack, really, for example, and he talked about that, admitting that the sack was on him, although I'm sure Nate Solder, the offensive line, would think otherwise. Garoppolo took a deep drop and kind of stayed in the same spot rather than sliding up in the pocket. And eventually that clock kicked in when a quarterback knows, I got to get rid of the ball. I got to move within the pocket. And I thought as the night went along, he found a nice connection with Aaron Dobson to jumpstart some drives. Malcolm Mitchell was terrific. Martellus Bennett. Unfortunately, of course, Mitchell went down with an elbow injury. But nonetheless, it was a really promising start for him in this preseason matchup. And I thought Garoppolo, as the night went along, certainly made strides. He's a kid who really seems to learn, even in game, and he'll pick up and build on this performance.
We also saw a lot of Jacoby Brissett and Tyler Gaffney, two guys that needed some time on the field. What did you see from them? Gaffney said he's not satisfied yet, but felt good to get that one out of the way.
Well, Tyler Gaffney creased a run and ran it in for a long touchdown dash for the Patriots, and what a great feeling for him. This is a kid who's gone to training camp with the Panthers and the Patriots two prior years, never had a chance to step on the field for a preseason game, let alone a regular season contest. And here he was tonight, as you mentioned, making his mark for this team. And he's a guy who certainly is in position to win a job, and a good start for him toward that end.
All right. Well, the players have a couple of days off before we head back to camp, and the Bears are in town this week. So, of course, Bob and I will be there to give you all of the updates. And until then, I'm Miranda Mason, and this is Bob Soucy. We'll see you later.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.